Good morning. And today we have John Medved, Director of Safety, Compliance, and Security Services for REC. John, how are you doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. We're going to pretend that we didn't have to restart this, right?
Yeah.
So, John, we like to start off every REC interview by just asking simply the guest what their role is at REC and how they got started there.
Okay, my role at REC is Director of Safety and Compliance and Security Services, as my title explains. I've been with the Rappahannock for a little over 2 years. I began my career as a lineman in the late 90s. I was a lineman for about 16 or 17 years. Oh. My previous career before Rappahannock Electric Cooperative was for Virginia, Maryland, Delaware Association of Electric Cooperatives, and we provided training to both municipals and cooperatives around the tri-state area.
Oh, very cool. That is a long time in one career too. That's impressive. That doesn't happen anymore. Tell us a little bit of why safety is top priority at REC.
Safety is top priority at REC because everyone wants to go home the way they came to work. And this also goes for our members as well. We want them to be safe. We are highly trained employees. We have highly trained employees at the co-op, and they're trained through our statewide association. There are different Department of Labor accredited programs that provide the training through Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware Association of Electric Co-ops. And that's what teaches our employees to be safe. And we would love to teach members and even non-members just the public eye of the importance of safety around the electric grid, and mainly during storms and trouble situations. And big thing is members should stay away from any down power line.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I do feel like your position definitely is detail oriented. You're constantly analyzing situations. And how many miles does REC cover again?
We cover around 17,000 miles, 22 wow. counties. We have 17,000 miles of line. And it is a constant, be aware of your surroundings, situational awareness, because everything changes, is constantly changing. No two jobs are the same. And that's one reason why we reiterate the safety of the public and to stay away from down power lines, because just because it's on the ground doesn't mean it's de-energized. There is still a potential that it could be energized.
Right. Fair. Now, John, what are some ways REC works to ensure employees and members stay safe?
Again, we have extensive training for our line crews through the association, and also different departments in the cooperative that have training. Even our member service representatives may provide some training or some advice to an employee or to a consumer that calls in. We mm-hmm. provide medic first aid training to all of our employees if they would like it, and also safety messages for employees. Are for members, school presentations, video messages. We also have a live line demo trailer, which is pretty interesting. It's a trailer that has energized lines on it, and we just do a demonstration of different trouble scenarios that could happen. These can be requested by either calling our 1-800 number, or you can check out on our myrec.coop website for more information, and podcasts such as this. It mm-hmm. just informs the community of safety issues involved with electric utilities, and just the information that they may need to contact someone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like after speaking to 15 representatives from REC, I feel like I know REC more now than ever, and I believe our listeners do too.
Absolutely. We're always learning something new every episode. Could you tell us a couple of top safety tips?
I would say the number one safety tip that I could mention is to stay away from down power lines. And that falls under outage safety. There also are other safety issues, such as generator safety. If the consumer does not hook up their generator properly, it could backfeed on the lines and potentially injure linemen or even the public that are working out on the lines in a storm scenario. So if you have a generator, number one, run it outside. Don't put it inside and run it, but to have a qualified electrician come And even if you don't have it wired into your panel box with the proper throw switch, have an electrician give you a run through of how to run your generator and what you can hook up to it. Another item is people often overlook is VA811, call before you dig. You need to call at least 3 days before you start to dig, even if it's just to plant a small tree. You never know where any utilities are. And also be reminded of private utilities, like your well line, maybe electricity line that's your private line that runs out to your garage or shed. Keep that in mind when you dig.
I didn't even think about that. Just as a comparison, could you tell us like a switch on the wall, that voltage versus the voltage of like a power line?
Actually, there is a switch on the wall could have the same voltage as the, would have the same voltage as the line going from your house to the pole. And then the voltage on the primary line is about 60 times the voltage that you use in your house.
So touch it.
Don't touch anything. And sometimes people are deceived because they think 120 volts is safe because it's low voltage. But the amperage as well is what kills you. You can be killed or injured just as easily, or probably more easily, from your household electricity than you would be from the high voltage lines, just because of the chance of contact.
Well, there's one thing I learned today. Don't touch anything by John Medved. That's going to be the title of the episode.
Stay away.
Stay away. Don't touch it. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today. We have enjoyed doing these episodes with REC and getting to know more about each and every one of you, and also REC in itself. And our community has thoroughly enjoyed these interviews as well. So thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.